Well, some things are coming up. They've been going on in the background for a while. And if they all come together the way the main players seem to think, our government is set up to make it happen. We're going to see lots of visions fulfilled this year concerning our government. And they're just things that, as they stand, cannot help but come to pass. God is getting ready to expose all that needs to be seen. We can speak in secret, but there's a day that he shouts it from the rooftop, and that's what he's getting ready to do. People who have treason in their heart and have worked very closely with the cabal to bring about that treason, to take America away from the hands of the American people and put it into the mixture of the New World Order. They've all been working together, each one doing their part. Hundreds, thousands, hundreds of thousands have been working to put the nations into this slavery on behalf of the cabal. We have been fasting and praying. The first time that the Lord called me to a major fast for America was back in 1990. I was called to a 40-day fast, as was ministers all over this country. And it was an imperative call from God. We found out later, at least I did, I don't know about the rest, that at that time the cabal was going to try to launch another major effort to take over America. And I believe because of that fasting, they failed. Now, here we are again coming to the pinnacle of their efforts. God led us in a gathering in December, and the main purpose of that gathering was to end the cabal's ability to have complete control of America by the end of the year. As you may remember, I've been telling you through every gathering, our intercessions for our government and our nation have been imperative during the gatherings. And the reason I felt that is because something kept gnawing inside of me that they were going to try to finish their job of transition by the end of the year. And as it turned out, that is exactly what they were planning. But it failed, and it failed because you prayed. You didn't pray because they failed and you wanted to help pick up the pieces. It failed because you prayed. And because you prayed, it not only failed, but it failed miserably. There are many doors of excess that were closed through the intercession of the December gathering. And we're about ready to see a major door that some people have been working on, apparently, I don't know, a year, maybe 2 years. I think I didn't really catch the year. It may have been 220. It may have been the very last state election that we had. But there was a time when our Congress should have examined all of the votes in order for them to determine whether the election was a pure election or whether there was fraud. And they had had so many complaints come into the Congress, multitudes and multitudes, not a small number, that they should have automatically stopped everything, put everything on hold until they went through all of the evidence to decide whether that election was a viable election or not. Well, they decided not to do that. They refused to do it, actually. And I guess the numbers of those that made that decision were somewhere between 377 to 388 of our Congress people deciding to reject the rule of law and the Constitution. They were literally disobeying the Constitution. And then, due to that, breaking the rule of law. What comes out of that kind of action is treason. That's the category it fits under. So the people who have been following this and decided they were going to challenge this action on behalf of our Congress were right there with all the paperwork they needed, and they made the challenge. Now it needs to go to the next step, which, incidentally, the committee that handles the January 6th decision-making time, they had been contacted by this group. They made contact again with the group, telling them, We feel this is so important. We want to move you up on the agenda and make sure that your concern is heard. And it seems as though the judges that are going to be looking at it are as concerned as those who gathered the evidence. So if this goes the way everyone seems to think it probably will go, the Congress that is trying so hard to keep America under the fist of the Illuminati will fall. And we engineered that through obedience to God and His prayer directives. He told us how to pray. We prayed the way He told us to pray and have been doing all these years, so that we would come to this very time where all things are dovetailing to a remarkable conclusion. And we find ourselves having prayed the prayers at His direction that would necessarily have to be prayed for Him to intervene. He just amazes me. I don't know why. He's all-knowing. Why would it amaze me? I don't know. But it always does. So He told us what to pray, how to pray, the different parts and components of the whole thing, how to pray over those. We were obedient. You were obedient. You were faithful. And here we are, up to the crowning glory of what I believe he's been planning all along. Now, if things go the way they're hoping and being led to believe that they probably will go, things are going to roll out this year that will put America back into the strength of righteousness, the strength of a government under a man who loves God and who loves the nation in righteousness. And those who sought to commit treason, I don't know what they'll do with them, but they will endure discipline. So tonight, our primary purpose has got to be to follow this thing through in prayer. Let me see if I have what I need here. No, honey, the last thing you typed for me. Okay. Ricky and I have both had several visions, but let me first of all tell you what's being said by the people involved. I'm a little leery about giving names at this point. God already knows who the names are. We don't need them. We just need to pray over the transactions. So one who is a part of this says, I have a vision of how it can be a smooth transition. I think it would be a tremendous outpouring of support to replace these people from the competitors and from people who would never want to take the run for the office before, because they felt like there was no such that there was so much corruption. In a court order, the Supreme Court can order the Circuit Court to order the U.S. Marshal Service to deliver the judgments with the list of names. That's the 370 plus or 380 plus people. It would be delivered to the sergeant in arms to cancel the fallen credentials of 380 plus members. If the current members that are still intact want to have another recess until that's all solidified so that they can have a fully seated House and Senate, they could do that. The former president or current speaker of the House, the majority leader, with an executive order, sends special teams to the Federal Communications Division, and there are three appointed directors of the FCC, and they need to be kind of questioned and maybe set aside for a little while. And there could be at that time be enlisted special broadcast teams to take their place. We have military broadcast teams, and they can easily go into the major broadcast houses and temporarily replace individuals until they get this sorted out. It could actually be a long commercial break, maybe an extra long, with new faces, and they will report what had happened so the people would understand what had happened, so they wouldn't, he uses the word freak out. And I think this could actually be a quite smooth transition. And then he said, one of the protections under the Constitution is petition for redress of grievances. Now, I was hoping I'd get a little bit more information for you, but there are three steps that they take. If tomorrow there is an agreement that treason has been committed and there is concern to take a hold of things immediately, everything then is submitted to another division of government and is legally implemented. And the people, the offending people, are served indictments. And to make a long story short, there's about three divisions that function in this kind of inevitability. And bring everything to conclusion. Once these people have been tried, and this would happen very quickly, all of this can be started and finished by the end of the year, and maybe even before that, with new people in place and our government fulfilling its responsibilities like it was never a break. As this transpires and plays itself out, this nation is going to need our continued prayers. Prayers against chaos, because I know, at least for myself, I have seen, and I've talked to you about this a few times, what they call the loyalists that will come forward and work with the law officials to keep things at a minimum of chaos and keep things moving along. Arrests will have to be made and will be made. And things, you know, like we said, the media will keep the nation in touch with what is going on. The courts will be working to fulfill their constitutional responsibilities. This is not a personality war. It's not a war between Democrats and Republicans. The judges will function according to the Constitution and bringing about the demands of the Constitution in such a case, so that everyone will be fully dealt with. They're not going to be able to get out of anything. There are too many witnesses, too much information for people to get off scot-free when they've been guilty. While that's going on, there are other people that are preparing and bringing in to government people that will take their place in Congress. Now, I suppose some of them will be part-time or there for just an interval period, and maybe some will be there for the new Congress. I don't know exactly how that will go, and I haven't heard. But we will have our government functioning as it is supposed to function throughout this entire process. Why will the loyalists need to come up and out and help the law officials and the military and the police force deal with these people? Because in the beginning, they're going to think, just out of a state of delusion, that this really isn't happening, and they will do what they want to do, and they'll get away. but the delusion will have been broken, and that's what we are trying to do in prayer. We want to be instrumental to the Lord to pray in a spirit of peace, to overcome or temper the chaos. Angels sent to help facilitate the things that need to be done on the ground. For the news to get out that the American people need to see, need to hear, so that they can understand what our nation is going through. And I'm telling you, in this last year, I've had so many of my own personal communications misunderstood, whether it's in black and white or verbal, in ways that is just phenomenal. And there have just got to be a million new spirits being sent out to do that. So if it will happen in peacetime, how much worse is it going to be when Satan really wants to make chaos? So God will use the intercessors to help keep things tempered and things rolling according to God's plan and not Satan's. But most of this work has already been done. And the people that have been doing it have been doing it behind the scenes. So praise God. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. This is one of the greatest pieces of news we've had in so long. Trump will be put back into office. The Lord told me in a vision, even today, I saw the glory streaming from the cross. And he spoke to me and said, 2023 will be the year of the glory of the cross. So that's exciting. And we also know that it's going to be a year, as Ricky and I have been saying, of revolution, reformation coming to its height, coming to its conclusion. It's going to be just stunning. You will look back at these days and you may say, well, it was a little scary when it was going on, but everything worked out, and worked out so beautifully and so wonderfully, so much better than we ever dreamed such a thing could work out. But it will do that because we've spent 23 years preparing for today, not knowing that's what we were doing, but the Lord knew. So praise God with that. I'm going to have Ricky share whatever might be on her heart, and then she can, we'll do it any way she wants to. She can lead in prayer and I can follow, or I can lead in prayer and she can follow. But just please pray in your prayer language. Pray with faith. Pray with excitement. These people that are going to be dealt with by the courts will never be able to hold a public office in America again. And so that is fantastic news. The day is coming, and it's very close at hand, when the New World Order will be a has-been. And in fact, it's already happened in the realm of the spirit. We're just walking it out in the temporal realm. So as we walk through this, just tell yourself, we're just fulfilling what has already been completed in the spirit. So just be cool. I think maybe if Ricky can share some of the things that she has seen spiritually, and then I will follow, and then we can get on with the news. I'm not going to teach tonight, because I feel that getting on with this is more important. So just bear with us. Ricky?
Sure, thank you. As mom was talking, you know, the key words that are so important is a restoration of the rule of law, a violation of their oath of office, and a violating their constitutional oath. And these are crimes that must be addressed. It isn't necessarily for the overturning of the election, it's for addressing a violation of their oath to fail to investigate the 2020 election, which can then take us all the way back to restoring things. During the many, many prayer calls that we had just after the election, one of the things that the Lord had shown me was that God would overturn this, and Mom just shared that He has shown her that as well. So it's so exciting because the prophetic, as she has shared before and I've shared before, it confirms and it lines up. But as that it would be such a quick overturning, and it would bring about a restoration in our country. And it would be something that would it would impact the nations of the earth, all the nations. And He likened it to the moon landing, because when the moon landing occurred, there were millions and millions and millions of people who watched, united, as the moon, during the moon landing, as they landed and stepped foot, millions of people around the world, there was no boundaries, but they all watched with excitement over what was occurring. And as Mom was talking, He brought that back to me, and He said, the reason why, when I right this wrong, all the world will see, it's because we will be breaking the chains of the elite, the stronghold of the elite. Because when we break their stronghold off of America, it will be broken. Nation after nation after nation will feel the effects. That's why America is their last nation to conquer. But God is here, and He has prevented them from completing their last steps. And so all eyes will watch as God overturns this and rights this tragic wrong, not only done to President Trump and to all of the people that were to be elected in 2020, but to the American people who went to the polls to vote for that man. We were violated as well, as they stole our nation out from underneath us. But God, you see, they think they've won, but they have not. And God is going to right this ship. One of the things the Lord showed me back in, I'm trying to look on the date on this, in October of 2021, was that justice was going to come. And justice was going to come for President Trump. Justice, and it was the hurricane. It's on our website. You can read it. Justice was going to come for the church, for the unborn, for the victims of COVID, and for elected officials who were not in their rightful place because of what occurred in the 2020 election. Justice is coming. And as those waves of justice come forth, it is going to restore the reverential fear of God upon the nation. With each wave of justice, the restoration of the reverential fear of God. Because regardless of what the enemy has done, God is going to overturn their efforts. And it will unleash something, righteousness, back in our nation. It's going to be a powerful and an exciting time, but it requires the intercessors to stay the course. Do not grow weary, do not let up, and do not watch mainstream media. That's the first ball to fall in the vision the Lord gave me about the eagle and the five wakes. That is the first one to fall, because it will continue to lie to you until that has been cleaned up. God is going to right the ship. Remember, he said, 2023, the year of revolution, revolution in government, revolution in the church, and revolution in the realm of finance. Revolution isn't easy, but the end result is a nation whose heart is turned toward God. A nation from which the gospel can pour. The Lord showed Mom that we would see revival in 2024. The Lord showed me, he told me that my glory is going to pour in 2024. We want his glory to be pouring out from a nation that has endured this revolution. A nation that has leaders at the helm that have been rightfully placed there. A nation that adheres to the rule of law. A nation that has the fear of God. It's going to be a powerful year, an exciting year, a profound year, and a year that we will look back at, and we will tell our children, and we will tell our grandchildren. I know your history books tell you about 1776, but let me tell you about 2023, when we almost lost it, because I want you to make sure you keep what God has done in our nation. I think that's all I wanted to share, Mom. You can go ahead and pray, and then I'll pray after you. Thank you. What you shared was really good. Thank you.
I want to share a few more things too, Ricky, and that was beautiful. You've heard me talk about the loyalists several times over the last few years. I saw the experience of that, I don't know, maybe 12 years ago. And it was so beautiful. These loyalists were all dressed in the garb of the military men that arose in the days of President Washington. And they were running to this place where they were storing the, what are the names of those rifles?
Muskets.
Yeah, where the government was storing the muskets. They would come, they would grab a musket and run to battle. And while they were running, he let me feel the joy in these men's hearts, that they were fighting for their nation and they were going to win. And he also let me feel his joy that these men were divinely selected to fight for this nation, that God would win. It is very possible that that is going to happen by the end of this year. I'm not saying absolutely, but we've been waiting for it for some time. But it's never looked more like the seed ground has never looked more ripe for it than it does right now. And where these loyalists were headed was to Washington to retake the government for the American people. Now, we were secretly hoping that we could accomplish that just in prayer, and that God would be able to put the right people in at the right time into the right places. But as we have gone on and we see how many Americans have fallen asleep, more and more we began to understand why such a thing might be necessary, so that we will hold on to the gift that we've been given. I've also shared with you before that I had seen a time in this country. I want to tell you about two experiences regarding the Congress. That I was telescoped into the Congress. I don't know what happened, but suddenly, I don't know, 60%, maybe 70%, I don't know how many congressmen, I just know it was a huge amount, suddenly jumped up out of their chairs with a look of horror on their faces and ran out the door, and that was it. I knew that our Congress had just been severely diminished. And I really believe that that's what we're looking at right now. And the reason these congressmen would, in effect, get up and run is because they knew they were in trouble. Now, I'm not saying that they're going to be sitting in Congress and suddenly jump up, although that's what I saw. But we're going to, there's just going to be these mass arrests of nearly 400 people who have committed treason against this country. Another vision that I saw that I've shared with those of you in the gathering for years is, for 20 years I've been sharing this vision, and that is, I saw dominoes, two rows of dominoes. They made a straight line standing behind Bill and Hillary Clinton. Suddenly, these hands came down from the skies and touched Bill and Hillary, which sent them flying backwards. And then, like dominoes, everyone behind them fell, bump, 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 like that, until they were all down. And I thought, if that is not the Democratic Party of a whole, it is certainly the biggest part of it. And the Lord spoke to me and told me he was going to bring an end to the Democratic Party. Now, we have prayed into that all these years, and I've never stopped believing that it was going to happen. It isn't because they believe in this or they don't believe in this, and, you know, they're liberals and we're conservative. It isn't that. It is that they are working feverishly with the elite to bring America under servitude to the point that we would be a third world nation under the control of the cabal. I can't remember the word that God gave me, futile. He said it would be a futile society if that could come to pass. This is their desire, but I will not let it happen because you and your intercessors are obeying me, praying the way I need you to pray, letting me use you to run tandem with my spiritual army to accomplish some things to keep that from happening. Be faithful. So we have all been faithful. Even when there has been discouragement, we've risen back up and we keep going. And that's what it's taken to come through those discouragements and come to this very hour when the battle has already been decided in the spiritual realm, and we are going to walk it out in the temporal realm. That's always the way it happens. Everything that happens in the temporal realm happens first in the spiritual realm, and that's what you and I affect in our life in ministry of intercession. So this is very exciting. When God says it's done, when he says it's finished, the work is finished, he means it. But that doesn't mean that we don't have to walk that out in the temporal realm to see his will brought to pass to the nth degree. We're trying to tell you we're in an hour of crises, but crises don't have to be negative. Crises really for a Christian should every time be positive. Positive because of the things that we learn, the strength we gain, the purifying of our Christianity, and taking us into the realms that God wants to take the church into. So that when crises happens, it happens to bring God's best into our lives. So we're here to encourage you, even though we're trying to support kind of a feisty season, you might say. It's going to be beautiful. God is going to bring richness out of this hour of travail. So with that, we're going to pray. I suppose Ricky and I could stand, sit here and share vision after vision with you, but I don't think that's necessary because we are now living it out. We just need to know God foresaw it. He has spent over 20 years preparing this nation for today through your prayers. And for those of you who have stayed faithful to the call, God will not let this touch you. He will protect you for your sacrifice for this nation. I just feel so much love for you. Thank you. You're the greatest army on the earth. Thank you.